Welcome to the world of Cool Kids. Hi, I'm Frankie Tees. As a writer and survivor of SA and CSA, I'm here to report on the story of Kathy O'Brien, one MKUltra victim. Her three books and her documentary will be the topic of Season 3 of Frankie Files Podcast. Find out more at frankiefilespodcast.com. You're listening to The Frankie Files, frankiefilespodcast.com. Trigger warning. Some people may find topics discussed in this episode difficult. Please proceed with caution. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae. Find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tees, T-E-E-S. Welcome to Frankie Files Podcast. I'm your host, Frankie Tees. Well, I want to chat a bit up top about the goings-on in the arena of Kathy O'Brien before we begin the review of Chapter 16 forward of her book, which really is an incredible read. It's mind-boggling. The Twitter for Kathy O'Brien is a wild ride, at Real Kathy O'Brien. Kathy's with a C. O'Brien is with an R-I-E-N, the Irish spelling. The sharing of pertinent things going on in today's news in light of the New World Order plan, Kathy reveals the elite have put into place, is very eye-opening. The comments range from 100% agreement, like mine, and people trying to contact Kathy. People saying they knew her and can she verify something about a pet they both knew of. There's a doubt from some public that Kathy's real. Well, there's a new documentary just in 2022, so that's pretty recent. She speaks for 2.5 hours of the entire life she lived in captivity as a sex slave and how they stored things in her brain using trauma. Kathy maintains a page on locals.com, a place known for lack of censorship after pundits are kicked off Google, YouTube, who are deeply censored. And they are censoring everything since COVID in a severe way. A 1984-style keyword shadow banning, like Twitter. At the website I've been sending you to, trans-formation.com, I tried to rent the film she made with director Adrian Youngblood, her documentary. And it was a donation of choice. I made that, and the login froze on the page. Now, I've been hacked on my end lately, so wasn't sure if that was the cause. I had already watched a bootleg edition, which she doesn't recommend because there's a lot of pirate copies trying to muddy her story. Those are floating around for decades now. She's 30 years into speaking out, and she was rescued from her slavery in the White House as a presidential model around age 30-something. For me to disclose a bit of my situation to listeners that I usually refuse to discuss, the hacking since I started speaking out in 2014, 10 years ago, has been incredible. I was in Vegas after I participated in Occupy Wall Street protest. Even volunteering to meet with the police during that week to keep it peaceful as they wished. 15 officers or so showed up, and none of the organizers of my team showed up. It was a bit intimidating, to say the least. But I was thinking, as we all do, I have nothing to hide. I literally went to Vegas to report on comedy and burlesque and was inspired to get into Occupy Wall Street at that time, and someone else had started it in Vegas, like in many cities across the U.S. And there's more to that story about Occupy Wall Street, which I won't get into. But we were going to have a large march along the Strip, but the precious casinos would never want their business interrupted. Thus, the meeting with police to make sure all was peaceful. My cell phone started buzzing during conversations after that event, circa 2012, Las Vegas, Nevada. Swell. Soon, other events in Las Vegas, I returned to my hometown, Long Beach. That was 2014. I started preparing to tell my story about being in a cult, sexually abused, trafficked, etc. And it wasn't until many years later I finally started with that project in 2022. But I was so interrupted. So I think multiple factions could be bothering me with this hacking. It's pretty unclear because they'll never reveal themselves. I found out that people who are whistleblowers, they just get reported constantly. They say you're a terrorist. They use specific keywords and get you listed. And then those agencies can just bother you whenever they want. Obviously, the severe harassment has changed my free and open style of living I had previously. It's hard to feel safe most places, and I've had my car totaled and many other real life events in this, but not a lot of people to step in and help me. If only I had a rescuer like Kathy O'Brien. Police have bothered me quite extensively in Orange and LA County. And I do the best I can to endure it all and walk the straight line. Things I've endured are kind of unbelievable, and I have kept extensive notes. They have new equipment, these private investigators, thugs. My cult has always had lawyers and PIs on the ready as they dabble in criminal activity. But I now know this. I didn't then. They're called Morningland, and they're in Long Beach, California, still going in their 51st year. They have some kind of backup, and that'll be revealed in time as I go more into the Morningland papers in the future. So since I'm not a lawbreaker and go to great lengths to abide by the known laws, I've seen them try to frame me. Strangers, paid strangers, all this has continued very intensely for a decade. Many strange events, stalking, surveillance, gang-like harassment from strangers and other things like intense cyber-stalking and disappearing files. Found a social media site, Tumblr, that had created an account with my name, Frankie Tees, and my picture, and a bunch of false information. So it's out there. My job has been to find out how to stay safe when there isn't really someone to call if the police get involved, like the stalking I've experienced. Very intimidating. It's hard to know who's clean, but Scientology calls it fair game. While I never believed my cult would do this, when I saw the Aftermath documentary about Scientology by Leah Remini on Netflix, I had a very intense, visceral, tearful reaction, and then I realized it was happening to me too. I had a handy cam and kept it with me. Some people get a GoPro on their head everywhere they go. The attacks can be dangerous. They are trying to hurt you. Having said that, I started this podcast in 2022 knowing all this was going on, realizing people won't understand and that they want to flip it as I'm crazy. I can't talk about it publicly. When I did not take my life as dreams and subconscious darkness overtook me in Las Vegas 2014, I fought against it and lived. I decided to tell my story very strongly and decisively. I was shocked. If they could do this to me, try to talk me to death, no contact, they could do it to anyone. This menticide attempt was not a joke. It's been a weird world I live in ever since 2014. I'm living on borrowed time, and that is time I will not waste. Fighting to survive is how I'd describe it. So not much to lose in covering the Kathy O'Brien story. I'm already dealing with unforeseen forces bothering me, and I have chosen to stand strong in my truth. Seeing the cultish ways that we're being manipulated as a humanity isn't fun. Using the things I learned to recognize from my time in the cult has proven extremely personally valuable in these times. Sadly, that Pollyanna crap that was programmed into me, that Shirley Temple, with movies, by the way, has made me put myself in the hands of strangers very trustingly many, many times for decades. Friends, boyfriends, coworkers have spied on me for the church. Now it's harder for them to bother me because I take great caution. So I want to tell you listeners, if you see correspondences that look weird online about me, it's probably a hacking or a cyberstalking. I can't even tell you how hard it's been to stay on schedule with all of that. With best laid plans, things have been ruined and one interview was even disappeared. So many stories. So the endless pursuit of truth I started in 2022 has led me from my own horror story in a metaphysical cult, the destruction of my family there, to the ghastly story of Kathy O'Brien, who was enslaved sexually from birth by her father and her complicit mother. That was the family business. And she's presenting revelations in her 1995 published book on why the corrupt portion of our U.S. government, why they want people enslaved by pedophilia and incest ongoing forward. This is their belief. It breaks us and makes our brains ready to be enslaved. I mean, seriously, this topic is pretty bad, right? I haven't shoved the word incest in anyone's face telling my story because, hey, who wants to talk about that, right? You're listening to The Frankie Files, frankiefilespodcast.com. But many in Jehovah's Witness, Scientology, Mormon, Catholicism, you've been abused like me. Now, watching the YouTube videos of public engagements where Kathy O'Brien discloses the true roots of the incest agenda, that's really brought it into perspective non-emotionally for me. Google her videos. Wow, what an amazing speaker. And she wrote, Hitler and Himmler, as spoken of in the documentary by Kathy O'Brien, Trends, had researched how many generations does it take until something becomes automatic, aka autogenic. And the magic number is 3 generations. After 3 generations, the brain holds memory of the behavior. So, conditioning generations that incest and pedophilia are normal takes time. They've had time. I can still hear the female Italian fascist cult leader who raised me from age 12 directly to age 22 saying loudly at a private session in Long Beach Temple, incest is best. I mean, just hearing it was traumatic because my sister and I had already been initiated. Was she going to talk about it? I thought it was a secret. And that was incredibly traumatizing and may have been tape recorded for their profit. They were in league with local politicians, and that comes to mind often as a possibility. But that's only one of many possibilities of where a tape recording of sex could have gone. And if you haven't read the book PTSD by Kathy O'Brien, get it from Amazon, visit her site trance-formation.com, because using this handwriting method even more is coming to me where amnesia was before. I'm not religious, but amen. If you were abused in your church or high-demand group as a child, sexually, or as a teen, involving family or an adult-to-child incident in pedophilia, there is much to learn from the Kathy O'Brien story. She's our people. Part of what's so shocking is the normalizing effort of incest and pedophilia. She clearly narrates our presidents in USA and many high-ranking cult members holding powerful Senate and White House positions all practice. They believe this stuff. Jesuit, Catholic, Satanic, Mormon are all involved so far, and we're at chapter 15. The ufology script is also involved super heavily from NASA. And it's clear to me more than ever that men, yes, men, the half of our race with penises have created the occult, period. The rituals, fear, mysticism, magic, and that includes witchcraft and psychology, all to enshroud their horrible, ungodly desire to perpetuate on women and children. And like in many cases, women can be just as horrific. And we see that Madame Blavatsky successfully created a genre of grifters channeling for the New Age. Women are in league with the power dynamic, but they're not in charge of running things, let's face it. Men needing rape, needing to destroy someone sexually before they get to know themselves, needing to watch someone hurt to become stimulated, that's all stuff they seek to normalize. Many of us know this is all wrong. Even many men with penises do not think like this. I've met them. They're wonderful human beings out here. None of them are religious leaders or politicians. Those who've decided to use ancient knowledge of trauma-based mind control on people, rituals, and psychological torture, sending minds into a type of shock They're the ones deciding who we are as humans. Why? I ask that a lot. Does the human condition really have this broken element where we continue to kill each other, believing somehow that it improves the world? Or was this someone's sick three-generation plan that never got interrupted? I mean, violence goes to the beginning of time on our planet, but the sadistic divisiveness to enslave humans using trauma-based mind control has really expanded with technology that NASA and military have employed, and the CIA. How have they perfected this mind science? We continue from chapter 16 of Transformation of America, The True Life Story of CIA Mind Control Slave by Kathy O'Brien and Mark Phillips. And if you're just starting on this journey, go back to episode 79, beginning of season 3, to get into it in the right order. Get the book. In our last episode, Kathy's daughter, Kelly, is introduced to the terror with Bush Sr. dressed as pedo Mr. Rogers. No joke. Kathy is a spy, a secret computer, a high-class prostitute, and servant. She's also a mom. Sadly, her child is looped right into the generational slavery. And that is something she saw a lot in the MKUltra program. In the White House and at sex parties, she was made to be in, including porn. The children were used. The level of trickery being played on the American people while they raise generational designer slaves is akin to fiction. Totally hard to believe. Yet every detail is spelled out of the travels and interactions with the highest of politicians in all the lands. Reagan, Vice President Bush, and Cheney, then also in the White House in another position, worked together to begin taking over the drug business of Mexico to the world. In Chapter 16, they start the framework, which later becomes NAFTA, she says, which President Bill Clinton put in place in the 90s. Kathy indicates that free trade has another meaning, as things tend to do, concocted by the occult, CIA, and criminals. Reading from Chapter 16, NAFTA included the concept of free trade, which the U.S. and Mexican governments had long since shared. Free trade of child and adult mind-controlled slaves, cocaine, heroin, and businesses has not been so secretly proliferating for years. My own father joined the run for the border via U.S. State Department and Mexican subsidized business incentives and opened yet another branch of his U.S. Department of Defense given business in Mexico. This is part of the free trade agreement that I know personally, Kathy says, has been operating smoothly from at least 1984. U.S. tourist areas were deliberately built up and Americanized with U.S. dollars. These funds were provided through CIA covert black budget operations and slave trading, as well as directly through the Senate Appropriations Committee, of which Senator Robert C. Byrd, Kathy's owner, is chairman as of this writing, and that was in 1995. Senator Byrd told Kathy, "The money game is simply a game of control. He who holds the gold makes the rules." He went on to say, quote, "By appropriating funds to all viable projects, ushering in the free trade agreement, and allocating lesser amounts to U.S. social systems, such as our criminal justice system, I control our country and our place in world markets. All the world is a stage, and I own the theater. You can bank on it," Senator Robert C. Byrd continued. Kathy was now charged with traveling with Alex Houston, her handler, to visit Mexico. The vice president was the recipient of her next message to deliver via Operation Carrier Pigeon. Yet Kathy was maintained strictly on food and water deprivation the entire time and all the time. As you read, there are so many names and moving parts inarticulated during these interactions. It's incredible, right? I mean, Mark Phillips had her writing all this out by hand when he rescued them to Alaska and when she wanted deprogramming and not to be triggered back into her slavery. That's the thing. Very important. Her message was that the United States would control the heroin and cocaine industry and ensure they can move freely at the border. The deal was struck, and this was in the 80s. Our U.S. government endorses crime at the border. Nothing's changed. To quote her message delivered to the then Vice President of Mexico, quote, eventually, this could dissolve the border between our countries altogether as Mexico's economy grows to match ours, she delivered. If we begin today, this dream could be realized by the turn of the century. Sharing the same continent, sharing the same wealth. Kathy continued delivering the message. Agents available to show you the passage and routes to use for delivery. She brought the cash drop. They gave her heroin, and that sample went directly to the White House by her hand. In fact, Bush Sr. and Dick Cheney verbally fought over the heroin sample. Wow. Are you hearing this? Kathy's enslavement is directly through brain programming, which is verbal and visual. Words, hand signals, electrocution, torture, repeat. The trauma you've been reading and listening about is how the amnesia wall is triggered in the brain, sealing off memory of details. This is really important. This episode is brought to you by my Teespring store. Just find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tees, T-E-E-S. I'm now on Teespring and Printify. There you'll find the links. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae, with some whimsy thrown in for good measure. See Frankie Tees on TikTok and follow the free coloring download project too. It's survivor therapy. So yeah, get a tea from Frankie Tees. T-E-E-S. But the brain at the time photographically stores the details when we're in a trauma. They're hidden from us so we can continue to function like normal. While still in shock, this is a function of the brain. They just kept Kathy in this state, constantly, from one gig to the next, re-traumatizing her. One moment stood out in chapter 17, where she was awaiting a meeting and saw the face-changing exhibit. A computerized exhibit, which she states illustrates how a face can take on radically different appearance by slightly altering any single feature. Kathy says, quote, the exhibit fascinated me as a programmed multiple personality disorder, since multiples often experience the unnerving phenomena of routinely not recognizing themselves in a mirror due to switching personalities. A multiple's face often changes slightly with each switch, which validates the religious community's perception of so-called demonic possession in occultism. Comment, oh my God, there were times when I was deep in the cult that I would look in the mirror and definitely not recognize myself. And it would continue after I left. It is true what she just said. To continue, quote, logic quickly dispels this belief when it is realized that everyone's expression changes according to emotion by skin color and tones, blood pressure, and by tightening or relaxing specific micro muscles. A multiple personality disorder's face changes are more exaggerated when these natural conditions are combined with the results of sophisticated programming. She says charm school teaches subconscious control over these natural phenomena as a ready-made disguise on government slaves such as myself to enhance sex slaves' beauty to their maximum potential. Kathy continues, I was incapable of thinking or logically understanding my fascination with the display as I stood totally enthralled, waiting for my escorts as ordered. Kathy describes the programming Bush Sr. started on her called You Are What You Read. Bush Sr. had hypnotized her robotically while sitting in front of her holding a book he read from. He also had her read aloud. assigning her books like Robert Ludlum, Born Identity, William Dale's Chameleon, and a lot of steamy sex novels for further training as well as scrambles. Kelly was conditioned to fairy tales, E.T., the film by Spielberg, NASA, NSA, operative George Lucas, Star Wars, what a revelation, and Never-Ending Story. Of Mice and Men later made Kelly repeat the phrase, "Tell me what to do, George," over and over. So many triggers. My master used Kelly's list. Damn. Enter grim fairy tales. That was one of the major things, and they are grim. Spielberg's Extraterrestrial was used on me, Star Wars. And adding for me, there was also Close Encounters of the Third Kind. The ufology, space programming, it was heavy in New Age. And I want to make a note here that many cults were getting cues from these people. Clearly, I'm finally seeing this. The scripts were not coming from the little cult levels. Like it's insinuated earlier in the book, Jim Jones and the People's Temple was guided by the CIA. Kathy experienced hallucination and tales to truly unnerve anyone with Bush Sr. He literally was wizarding on her, and these tricks took time to devise. The alien theme is described in great detail. Now I see that they unleashed that on the public in the United States. Commercials, artists all adapt it. Film, memes, and books. Kathy states, Bush's alien theme continues to be reinforced through NASA's involvement in mind control atrocities. Additionally, California's Senator Alan Cranston has perpetuated this trauma for years, as have others. Kathy says, "You are what you read" hologram worked on her by Bush Sr., and that was sufficient enough to gain total control of her robotic mind from that moment on until her rescue in 1988. And that's about 4 years from where we are in the book. Oh my gosh. She says life was at an accelerated pace after being subject to Reagan and Bush. Running drugs with Alex Houston, being prostituted with her daughter and used in commercial pornography, or filmed in Dante's chief bestiality porn as ordered by the president. She indicates sometimes the travel would cause them to stay at her house. And that was in Michigan. Kathy had a unique experience of seeing her brother maintain his wife and daughters under trauma-based mind control. It was all in the family business. The trafficking continued as one of her sisters ran daycares where her father, Earl O'Brien, would prospect new kiddie porn talent with his brother and Kathy's uncle. Now I see that they really unleashed this on the public in the United States. So here we are. I mean, if you've always wondered, like me, how it happens, there is a village involved in trafficking. So many alarms going off here. Off topic, 666 was a major thing used in my trauma. I didn't even remember, but I lived at 666 Molino, the address, with my family in Long Beach, California, East Long Beach. And I know it wasn't just the cult involved in this now. Kathy then talks about this in the book. There's a use of numbers extensively in her mind control. They toyed with letters, numbers, words. They toyed to confuse her on day, time, location, constantly. And she says Houston tapped into occult-based phenomenon as a means of scrambling road signs to promote amnesia of where we were traveling. Quote, he further compounded his effort by conditioning me to read phonetically and literally alternated his scrambling method. Highway 66 became 99. I literally didn't know whether I was coming or going. A natural trafficking cover she used was the towns all run together and look alike. If confronted about where she was or why she didn't remember everything, she would say, oh, praise the Lord, or another religious phrase, quote, my religious fanatic cover personality was cultivated. Hello, cultivated. She's got me seeing these double entendres all over the place. It was cultivated at the Brentwood, Tennessee Lord's Chapel, non-denominational Pentecostal church, CIA operative preacher, Reverend Billy Roy Moore. He later was accused of murder. Oh, of course. So Pastor Moore used the Jimmy Swaggart religious counseling to maintain mind control programming through God's orders. And then, often God's orders came by telephone. The mother and daughter were prostituted and filmed continuously. If not for porn, secretly Dante carried out President Reagan's orders to get blackmail on someone. And this seems a good place to leave it as we next enter Bohemian Grove, a notorious place that's been mysterious for some time. Kathy's going to take us inside. Survivors, I urge you to get some time, a notebook, and do the PTSD book that she wrote. There are techniques there which have got me remembering things I never had access to. The gut feeling is always there too as I read this book. Memories and time lost are returning. Thank you, Kathy O'Brien. Tune into my Substack for the other podcast, Hot Takes of a Cult Kid, a private area where I am talking about my personal story. There's art and articles forthcoming and archived. Thanks for listening to Frankie Files Podcast. And always, keep critical thinking. Hey everybody, I have an alter ego I didn't tell you about. Frankie Tees, T-E-E-S. After taking back my pen and ripping it away from the NLP programming of mandalas, I've begun to draw other things. Check that out on my TikTok, Frankie Tees, T-E-E-S. Thanks for supporting the show. Welcome to the world of cult kids. Hi, I'm Frankie Tees. As a writer and survivor of SA and CSA, I'm here to report on the story of Kathy O'Brien, one MKUltra victim. Her three books and her documentary will be the topic of season 3 of Frankie Files Podcast. Find out more at frankiefilespodcast.com.